Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Who can it be knocking at my door?
Go away. Don't come around here no more. Yeah, go away. Don't come around here no more. I was waiting for that line. Norman Leahy is the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post. And I am surprised. I mean, there's star power bringing in a Hollywood star to Virginia, but sometimes people don't like it when an outsider comes around presuming to tell Virginians what they think is best for them. So Alec Baldwin, he's not exactly, you know, Shirley Temple, where everybody kind of likes Shirley Temple. Oh, you know, it's Shirley Temple. It's not threatening. What do you think, Norman?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And props to Trey for playing Men at Work.
Right.
Who knew? But it's yes, Alec Baldwin, star of many Hollywood movies, Hunt for Red October, famously doing his impression of President Trump on Saturday Night Live, is coming to campaign for several legislative candidates, basically along the I-95 corridor, mm-hmm. including you said you're going to be talking to Amanda Chase for Senator Chase's opponent, Amanda Pohl, down in the Senate District 11. Now, whether Chesterfield voters will see Mr. Baldwin knocking on their door is entirely open question. And if he is, will he be in character?
Right.
Which would be terrifying, but you know it's there, and you're exactly right. A lot of people, they don't really like outsiders. I think most famously, way back the 2001 gubernatorial race, Mark Early had an ad cut for his campaign by none other than Rudy Giuliani, at a time when the state was in a big fight with New York City over the dumping of the city's garbage in Virginia landfills.
Right.
It was a small thing, but it was actually pretty nasty controversy at the time. So, yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, why are you here and you can't vote? Why are you going to tell me what to do? We'll see how that goes.
Now, the counter to that is that all of these candidates for whom Alec Baldwin will campaign are getting a lot of print and discussion on the radio and TV. And you know, surely if he's here for more than a couple of hours on Tuesday, there will be people with cameras who will cover those candidates who might not normally have given them any airtime.
Absolutely. And it's more than anything else, more than any doors that are knocked on. It's the idea that this kind of a person is coming to campaign for a state legislative candidate. So, yeah, great media hit. Obviously, yeah. You and I are discussing it right now.
Yeah.
Will it translate into votes? I kind of don't think so,
yeah.
But we'll see.
And he's such a polarizing guy. I totally get it if it's some singer that is not normally involved in politics, but man, everybody's got an opinion about his politics. So I don't know. You know what I would do if I was a Democrat? I'd have him at a fundraiser, because I guarantee you people would pay $250, $300 to show up, meet him, get a picture with him. But I don't, you know, the public aspect of it, but that's just me. If I were advising, that's what I would do. Not that I'm giving them free advice, but
well, no, you just did, and it's excellent advice because you're exactly right. That's exactly what people would do. But you know, that's I was trying to scratch my brain and think, who would Republicans bring on their side to do the same sort of thing? No one immediately leapt to mind.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know who it would be. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Most Republicans. Are most people who are conservative in the media, but this the second they announce it, boy, they're shoved out of jobs, so they can't gain that. You know, there are not a lot of Charlton Hestons or Jimmy Stewarts or you know that crowd left for Republicans.
Yeah, well, we'll always have John Wayne, right?
Right. So, how do you think Republicans are doing statewide? I talked to a couple of people this weekend who are biased for Republicans who are very concerned. Would you share that concern that Republicans are up against a tough spot for the next 2 weeks?
I think for the next couple of weeks, yes. And I think largely it's because of events outside of their control. Things that are happening in Washington, swirling around the president, swirling around foreign policy matters for that that concern, that, yeah, a lot of folks further away and removed from the D.C. suburbs probably won't be discussing those things. I can't imagine it's a hot topic about the Syria withdrawal in certain races down on the south side. I could be very wrong, but the closer you are to the big media centers, and then particularly where you have high concentrations of federal workers, where et cetera, et cetera, those kinds of things are all going to add up and reinforce an attitude and a willingness to turn out and vote, not based upon is this person a good representative or not, but what's their party label? And I think that's what we might be seeing. And in that case, Republicans, just like Democrats fared under Barack Obama. Remember, Mr. Obama was a tremendous get-out-the-vote tool for Republicans.
Yeah.
And then Donald Trump is proving to be just as effective for Democrats. And there's the open question, is there fatigue after this is the third election in a row with this? I'm not so sure, but we're going to find out soon enough. But if I'm a Republican, yeah, I'm a little concerned.
Well, I was wrong 2 years ago. I thought Republicans might be okay 2 years ago. I mean, election morning, I was thinking everything was going to be all right. And by election night, it was a disaster. So I don't know whether I trust my instincts on this or not. But we're going to keep talking to folks as we head closer to November 5th. I got to ask you about Elizabeth Warren's big rally in Hampton Roads. How big was this? I mean, it kind of happened and we didn't talk about it much here in Richmond.
Oh, well, yeah, it was at Old Dominion University on campus there. So she had a big crowd. I haven't seen anything with specific numbers, but it was an odd thing because there really wasn't, at least that I could see, a lot of advance notice.
It just happened.
It just sort of happened. And, you know, she's really in a position now to be a front runner, depending on which poll you read. And she's taking a lot of heat now because of this Medicare for all thing. She's going to come out with a plan on how to pay for that. But this speech was really about, she's going to tax everybody who
is
breathing. That guy behind the tree. Yeah. And her thing here was a lot about how to pay for bigger and more government, how to get money out of politics, I guess, to shove it into government programs, and, of course, to get rid of gerrymandering. So it was broad brush stuff. But, yeah, she's making a pitch, and she's not the first Democratic candidate to come here. She certainly will not be the last. But I think she might have missed a trick by not coming and trying to at least make a few of those appearances with Democratic candidates like some of the others who have visited here have done. And, will it affect her in the long run? No. But you as a media professional, John, know this. That's a media opportunity just waiting to happen if you didn't take it.
And to build some coalitions for the future. But anyway, Norman Leahy, Virginia columnist for The Washington Post. Always appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thanks, Norman.
Thanks, John.
We're back with more in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.